This is the sermon preached at St Mary's Enville and St Peter's Kimver on Sunday the 4th of August 2024, the 10th Sunday after Trinity. It was preached by Reverend Rich Clarkson. A reading from John chapter 6, verses 24 to 35. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it's on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it's my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. This gospel reading contains one of a number of Jesus's "I am" sayings from John's gospel. These include, "I am the bread of life," which we heard today. "I am the light of the world. I am the gate for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth and the life. I am the true vine. I am the resurrection and the life." And much has been written and said about these sayings, rightly so. But today we're going to focus on that first one. "I am the bread of life." Now this story, this passage comes just after the feeding of the 5,000, and Jesus has tried to escape from the crowds across the lake, doing a bit of walking on water as he went. But the crowds have followed around the shore and they find him again. And so when they come to him, Jesus challenges their motives. He says, "You're not looking for me because you saw signs, but rather because you ate your fill of the loaves." The people he knew were motivated by hunger rather than by faith. And there's a challenge there to us in our outreach as a church, perhaps. We often say, and I've said it myself, that the best way to get people to come to a church event is to offer them food. Now, that may be effective, but it's also a reminder that it's not just about the food. But the people respond by talking about the manna from heaven that God sends to Moses and the people as they wander in the wilderness, which is quite clever, really, because that was both spiritual food and physical food. Jesus reminds them that the manna was from God and not from Moses. And he says, "The bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they respond, "Well, always give us this bread." And you can feel the conversation coming to its crunch point. As Jesus says, "I am that bread of life. I am the bread of life." But what does he mean by that? "I am the bread of life." Well, to help us unpack it, we're going to look at a couple of other times when Jesus talks about bread in the Gospels. The first one is well known from the Lord's Prayer, "Give us today our daily bread." And the second one comes from the Last Supper. This is my body broken for you. Daily sustenance and the cycle of death and resurrection. So first of all, bread as a form of daily sustenance. That phrase from the Lord's Prayer is very familiar. Give us today our daily bread. But Jesus didn't make that phrase up. It comes from the Old Testament, from the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, verses 8 and 9, which says, give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonour the name of my God. It's a call, a prayer for sufficiency, not too much, not too little. And I think one of the problems we have with this is that in our society, in our culture of plenty, we've sort of lost the sense of bread as being life-giving, though there are, of course, many who still do rely on that daily bread. But think about the last time that you had bread. What kind of bread was it? Where did it come from? Would you have gone hungry if you hadn't had that particular piece of bread? I think for most of us, but not probably for all of us, we tend towards the too much in that proverb. We may want physical bread, but actually this prayer is also a reminder that we need spiritual bread as well. So how do we receive that spiritual bread? Well, we receive it through the receiving of communion. We receive it through reading the scriptures, reading the Bible. We receive it by reading God's big book of creation, looking at the world around us and being sustained and nourished by the beauty of God's creation. And we receive that spiritual bread by following Jesus, who promises to sustain us. Because Jesus cares about both our physical and our spiritual needs. There's a verse in the letter to the Philippians that's a reminder of this, which says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Do not be anxious about anything. That is an incredibly hard thing to do because I think we all feel anxious at times, whether that's through situations that we find ourselves in, through reading the news or seeing what's going on in the world around us. Anxiety is one of the most common forms of poor mental health and can often feel unavoidable. But I think what Paul is saying, he's not saying don't be anxious. But actually what he's saying is when we do feel anxious, we should bring those feelings to God, knowing that he will sustain us and relieve that anxiety. And perhaps a better verse would be from 1 Peter chapter 5. Cast your anxiety onto Jesus because he cares for you. Whenever we feel hungry, tired, anxious, drained, dry, burdened by whatever life brings, we can come to Jesus, the bread of life, and find sustenance, find strength. And so that's the first aspect, bread as our daily sustenance. But the second aspect is bread as a metaphor for death and resurrection. This is my body broken for you, those familiar words of Jesus at the Last Supper. And of course, he could have chosen any food, any kind of daily sustenance that would have been common at the time. Lentils, eggs, yogurt, olive, figs. But Jesus chose bread because it hints at something deeper. A loaf of bread contains within it that cycle of death and resurrection. You start with a seed, a grain of wheat, an inert object. But it's planted in the ground and it grows, it comes to life and becomes a plant drinking in the water, taking in the sunshine. But then it's harvested and threshed and the chaff is blown away and all of that. And it becomes ground into flour and a bag of flour is inert, dead. But then it's mixed. Again, with water and with yeast, and the yeast brings it back to life, resurrects it into a loaf. And for anyone who's made, baked a loaf of bread, you'll know that when it's risen before it goes in the oven, it is a living, breathing thing. And then it's baked in the oven, and it becomes, again, an inert, sort of dead object. But it's then broken and eaten, and it brings life, brings sustenance. So when Jesus says, "This is my body, this bread is my body broken for you," he's offering us more than just daily sustenance. He's offering us new life. He's offering us resurrection. Each time we take and eat that bread of life, we are renewed and restored. We are given strength for our journey because Jesus is the bread of life. And those who come to him will never be hungry. Amen.